Okay, backstage at Chinnery's, it's Friday night and we're waiting for Jesus Jones to come on, and I'm delighted to be joined by Mike Edwards. Hello, Mike.
I am.
Right. Well, we can't believe it's been 11 years since we last caught up with you at the Garage in 2005. So tell us, what have you all been doing in the last 11 years?
Not much. Like everything, all the time gone by in the last 30 years, it seems like, you know, it was kind of the day before yesterday. Not much in the way of music, it has to be said. We've all just been kind of getting on and doing our own things. But the last couple of years has just seen us kind of pick up a little bit. We seem to kind of regularly go out with the Wonder Stuff every Christmas. But then, like I said, the last couple of years, things have picked up a little bit, and I've been starting to think, well, maybe you should do some more music, and maybe just kind of be a bit more focused on this again. So that's really why we're here. You know, we've got a slew of things coming up now.
You're just focusing really on the music. There seems to be quite a few bands from the late 80s, early 90s have come back together, and you've been doing a few gigs as well, and I saw you in Manchester just a few days ago at the gigantic Indie All Day. Was that a good day for you?
That was fantastic, yeah. I'm really pleased to say these days, I shouldn't say this the night before, the few hours before a gig, but we don't seem to do a bad gig these days. I would say, I think it's a little different for us because the All Day are there. There are a lot of bands who are a little bit like us, kind of like the last time we met, just, you know, would get together every so often if they fancied it. I think now we're actually deciding that we want to do quite a lot more of this, and that we will kind of regularly be doing the rounds. It's not just reforming every 5 years or something to have a bit of a crack.
I think that's the difference, because 10 years ago a lot of 80s bands were coming back and it did seem like a nostalgia trip, but now it just actually seems like bands are just picking up again.
Well, I can't really speak for anyone else, but for me, I'm feeling very excited about music again. I can feel there's a kind of real desire to do it, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, it's kind of, there wasn't much around that really interested me. There were other things in my life, you know, usually cycling, that seemed more attractive. So, yeah, I know what you mean. Kind of, I don't know. For me, there's just much more of a reason to do it now. Yeah, much more kind of horrible word, but you know, much more passion, much more excitement about it.
It's like a spark that's come back.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing tonight, you played Manchester, you've got Twyfest tomorrow. What can people expect? Is there going to be some new songs? Because you have got new songs.
Yeah, the last time we were out, we kind of re-recorded a version of a song from Doubt. And that, in a way, kind of kick-started this whole idea, yeah, we should do some new stuff. Because it was such a radical reworking of that song that I thought, okay, let's go the whole hog and do some new stuff. So, yeah, we are going to be playing... Well, we've got a new single out at the moment called How's This Even Going Down. We play that tonight, but in the background there's loads of new stuff being written. I am working on an album for release in November, so there's a lot of new stuff being written.
Yeah, we've been playing the House This Even Going Down on Phoenix, and it's your first new single in 100 years, according to Facebook. It has been a while, hasn't it? Is it first new material since London, is it?
Yeah, it must be, yes, and that would be 2001, 2002, yeah. So yeah, close to 100 years.
Yeah, getting there, yeah. Now, and you just mentioned already that you're going to release a new album in November, so are you still writing and recording?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I've got a real deadline at the moment because I just moved to this rented place in Devon. It's house, which is a converted barn, it's absolutely huge. My first thought was, yeah, we can get a drum kit in here, no problem at all. So I've got a deadline of the end of June to get a bunch of songs written so that we can get some drumming done down there. Yeah, I mean, basically touring is currently interrupting all the recording. Yeah, so it's going on all the time.
It's fantastic that you've actually set a deadline, because most bands will say, okay, let's get together and we'll release it at the end of the year, and then it comes out end of next year or the year after or whatever. But you're really working to a proper deadline here, because you've got the album, you've got some dates lined up in November as well.
It's the only way that to get me kind of probably motivated on something. I'm sure I'm the same as everybody else. If you think, yeah, we'll get it done a little bit later, it's a nice idea, it doesn't happen. For me, it has to be, you know, June the 18th or July the 4th or something, and then I will work towards it and get it done.
And you already mentioned that you wanted to get together and start making music, and the rest of the band, they obviously felt the same way, did they? Or is anyone dragging anybody else up with this?
No, I think there's just as much excitement from everybody about it. You know, we're all really, really keen to do it.
What kind of, you did mention a little bit about music starting to inspire you, or you're starting to enjoy music again. What music's around, new music, that you're really enjoying at the moment?
Well, stuff I really like. I'd say kind of a year ago, I was very much into kind of dubstep stuff, and I still am. Drum and bass, I don't know, 5 years ago was a strong passion of mine, but now it's all this trap stuff, you know, the kind of stuff that's very much based in those kind of 1980s drum sounds, but just tweaked massively. Basically, anything with a load of bass in it, you know, as long as it is kind of makes the wing mirrors and the car vibrate, I tend to enjoy it.
It's kind of... would you say that's coming over in the writing? Because I've heard the new single, of course, and it does sound like you've picked up from where you left off, really, and it's got a very... Maybe it's your voice, maybe it's the keyboards. It's a very traditional Jesus Jones sound.
Yeah, I see what you mean, and that is because I think we've always had the same outlook, or at least I've always had the same outlook of music, which is, you know, I've always been a guitarist since the 19th century, and I like the traditional songs, but I do find the stuff that really excites me is all that kind of electronica. So that it's the same in 98, same now as it was in 1988. However, that electronic music has changed, and I do think now that when you listen to how is even going out down, it doesn't sound anything like the stuff that we did off Doubt in the early 90s.
You're probably right. I'm just actually pausing because I'm thinking about what you said to see whether I agree with you or not. I mean, nobody's going to know better than you whether it sounds like it or not, but I guess I pick up the similarities probably because it's the trademark voice, really. Yeah. Still there.
I guess, you know, I mean, there will always be such strong signatures in things. I mean, I remember kind of in January hearing that hearing this piece of music and thought, that's David Bowie. And sure enough, you know, you have a look and say, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, if you write in a strong style, and generally I think you only tend to become successful if you have a strong, distinctive style. But it works both ways. It does mean that to some extent people think, oh yeah, they can pigeonhole you straight away. It's Jesus Jones, it sounds just like them. But I'm quite pleased with the way we sound, so I'm not going to change it that much.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing to sound in a certain way.
Exactly.
Now, we'd normally wind up by asking what your future plans are, but you've already perfectly laid them out for the year, you know, gig, single, album, gigs. Any surprises, any festivals, anything that you think might be coming up?
There's nothing I can tell you. I can't give you a clear answer to that one. Largely because these days, it's very different from the way it used to be for us. It used to be that, you know, I remember 1991, we toured for 9 months of that year, and it was laid out kind of month by month. These days, things come up at 6 weeks' notice. So at the moment, no. You know, I know that we have got some dates booked in November, and we will have an album out then. But in between here and then, who knows? You know, there could be loads of things going on.
Could be more singles, could be all sorts of things, acoustic gigs, busking.
Some of those I can draw a thick black line through. The acoustic gigs, never been a fan of that. It's not going to happen.
Probably for the best. Mike, thanks very much. It's great to hear your passion, actually, and that you're enjoying your music and your gigs again. And hope it all goes well tonight. We look forward to catching you sometime this year.
That's brilliant. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.